Let's make an effort to understand God's name and form. God is a subtle point of divine light and might. He is a very tiny point, infinitesimally small, sentient being, a divine star-like. He is a self-luminous point of light. He is incorporeal. God is one. His name is also one, and God has only one form, a point of light. God is God to all living beings. God is beyond any belief systems, ideologies, religion, or culture. This extraordinary divine point of light and might is called by different names by different people in the world. His divine name is Shiva. The literal meaning of the word Shiva is benefactor or benevolent in Sanskrit. God is the one who uplifts all souls in the world. Only God's name is based on His divine acts and virtues. His name denotes His divine attributes and actions. Whereas human beings are named only for identification, God is the Supreme Father of all souls in the world. Whether one accepts Him as Father or not, the reality is that He is the Father of all, transgressing all backgrounds, beliefs, faiths, and human understanding. God is the seed to this vast family tree of human beings. God is beyond gender. Yet, we often refer to God using the words He or Him. This is not in the sense of he or she, him or her, as referred to human beings. The usage of he or him to God is because we could not have called naturally and spontaneously in any other way. Anyone with body will automatically come into the limitation imposed by it. But God has no limitation of any kind because He is bodiless, an incorporeal point of light. And hence, He is universally acceptable to all. He does not have any physical body or physical form. No human being is God, nor can they be called God. A deity is also not God. Anyone who takes birth and has a physical body is not God. God is beyond the cycle of birth and death. Whereas God is the Father, all souls are His children. A child can never become a father to itself. Hence, no human can ever become God. God and soul are two distinctly separate entities. God is the highest. He is the father, mother to all. He has no parents.